Hello, and welcome to the Mickey Pops Monorail Socks podcast. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Leah, and today on this premiere episode, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about me and a little bit about what to expect on this podcast. So first off, I just want to put this out there. I am not a Disney World expert. I am just a mom, a wife, an optician. I'm a fan who just really loves planning trips for Disney World and who really loves going on trips to Disney World with my family. So that's mostly what this podcast is going to be about. Disney planning, reviews of attractions, restaurants, snacks, all the Disney merch, as well as my own personal tips and tricks. So why a Walt Disney World podcast? Well, as a kid, I grew up in the northeast of the U.S., and when we went on vacation, we went camping, or we went to the beach. We never went to Disney World. In high school, I joined marching band. In my senior year, we finally went to Walt Disney World to perform in a parade in the Magic Kingdom. Earlier that year, my parents finally decided to take a trip to Disney World, but as it turned out, I had a competition that weekend, and I could not go. I was so upset. Anyway, so my first trip to Disney World was in 1994, and I loved it. I was hooked. Growing up at the Jersey Shore, we had a boardwalk with tons of fun rides, but it was nothing like Disney World. As I continued to grow up, I always wanted to go back to Disney World, but financially that was not an option for me. It was so far away, and because of work and college, I simply couldn't make it happen. Then I got engaged, and when my future husband and I started thinking about where to go for our honeymoon, I knew exactly where I wanted to go. There was only one option, as far as I was concerned, Disney World. So we did not know where to begin planning for this trip. So we went and we hired a travel agent to help us plan for our trip since I hadn't been in such a long time. She helped us plan everything from our flight to our hotel, to our dining reservations, our fast passes. She gave us so many tips and tricks. So when we went to Disney World for our honeymoon, it was so much fun. We had to do almost no planning. Everything was already done for us. So when my husband and I finally decided to have kids and take them on a vacation, we knew exactly where we wanted to go. We wanted to take them back to Disney World. So that first trip, we decided to plan ourselves. We did not go with a travel agent. We thought, how hard could it be? We've already been to Disney World once. How hard can this be? So this was before Pinterest was a thing, before lots of vloggers were doing anything on YouTube. So we decided that we were going to surprise our kids with a Disney trip. And that was our first mistake. Our daughter at the time was probably about 3.5, maybe 4. Our son was about 7. And I decided that I was going to surprise them with this trip. So going on different people's blogs and websites, I found this cute little game that this one mom played with her kids where she cut up little puzzle pieces. And when they finally put them together, it spelled, "You're going to Walt Disney World." So I thought, you know, this is a really fun thing to do. I think I'm going to do this for my kids. So I did this for them. I cut up all the pieces. I had them put it together. And when I had my son read out loud what the pieces said, it said, you know, "We're going to Disney World." The kids were so unimpressed. They had no idea it was happening. They had never heard of Disney World. They could care less. But I was super duper excited. So we planned this trip where we were going to drive down from New Jersey down to Florida. How hard could it be? We have a minivan. We can do this. Well, that was our first mistake, driving to Disney World. We didn't plan on having to stop in the middle of this trip because it just simply got too tiring to drive all night. So we had to find a hotel that we could stay in overnight. When we finally did arrive in Disney World, we were so exhausted. We were so tired that we kind of just crashed at a hotel and we wasted an entire first day not doing anything at all in Disney World, the happiest place on earth. So we also decided that we were going to stay at a hotel that was inexpensive, but yet that fit all five of us. So we booked our hotel at Port Orleans Riverside. And we realized quickly that it wasn't quite exactly the most fun place for our children. I know a lot of people love Port Orleans, but for us, our kids were totally bored, even at the pool. So that was our second mistake. We didn't really do a lot of research on what the best hotel would be for us. So then we took our kids to Magic Kingdom for the first day, and we also brought our brother-in-law, my husband's brother, who has Down syndrome. And so he had never been away on a trip like this before. He knew where we were going, but I think it was a little bit overwhelming for him. So we finally get to Disney World. We get through a whole day. We run through all of our fast passes. We go from one end of the park to the other. And by the end of the day, everyone was grumpy. Everyone was miserable. Everyone was hot and sweaty. We went in the summer, and everyone was so mad that they had to spend another day in Disney World the following day. So we learned a lot on that trip. We learned what we did not like about Disney World, certain things like what attractions we booked fast passes for that my daughter simply couldn't go on because she was too little. She was too short. She didn't meet the height requirements. So for the next trip, we decided we were going to do a lot more planning. So that's where I am today. I love planning for Disney World. We have learned so much in all of the trips that we've been. We have learned what works for us, what doesn't work for us. And it's just something I really love doing. I really love planning for these trips. Basically, I'm the one who has gotten my family hooked. Now we go year after year. And last year, all I could do when we got back from Disney is, when are we going again? Which really sometimes annoys my family. They don't want to hear about Disney World. They don't want to talk about Disney World, but I do. I love it so much. So I started a blog. I started a blog called MickeyPopsMonorailSocks.com. And on this blog, I started writing different tips on planning, on packing for a Disney World trip, on, you know, what hotels we like, and all different kinds of things. But it wasn't enough. Sometimes I know as a reader, when I look at other blogs, sometimes if the person goes on and on and on, you kind of get bored and you just go out of that page and don't ever go back. So I wanted to keep the blog kind of short and sweet. I don't really run on too much with the blog, but I had so much more I wanted to say. So that's what brings me to today. I wanted to start a podcast. I've been listening to different people's podcasts over the past couple months. And, you know, sometimes I agree with what they say and sometimes I don't. Or sometimes they're just simply saying the wrong thing. And, you know, I really wanted to have a way to connect with people who really love Disney World as well and really don't get to go that often. And basically, I just wanted to talk Disney World all the time. So instead of driving my friends and my family nuts, I thought I'd just start this podcast so I can talk to you. You like Disney World, right? Of course you do. That's why you're here. So this is the first episode. I plan on uploading a lot more in the future. So on these different podcast episodes, we're going to be talking all things Disney World. You know, different restaurants, what we liked, what we didn't like, what you shouldn't waste your time on, different hotels, different rides and attractions, and all the cool merch that the parks have available. And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm super excited. And I really hope that one day, you know, I hope that one day somebody will come back and say, you know what, I learned something listening to you and it made my trip much better. So here we are. This is going to be the end of the first podcast. I hope you really want to continue listening to me and follow me along on my journey. If you want to read along with me on my blog again is MickeyPopsMonorailSocks.com. If you want to contact me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is M, capital M, Pops, capital M, Socks. And we also have an Instagram. Contact me anytime. And I really hope you enjoyed this first podcast, learning a little bit about me and a little bit about why I wanted to start this. And I hope you have a magical day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.